Private Lands Open to Sportsmen is a program designed to benefit wildlife, landowners, and hunters alike. In June, we produced an update about the PLOTS program, and today we'll discuss the added opportunity for fall hunting this fall. I'm Mike Anderson with the Game and Fish Department. My guest this week is PLOTS coordinator Kevin Kading. Kevin, are there more PLOTS acres this year than there was last year?
Yeah, Mike, we're heading into the fall 2020 hunting season with about 800,000 acres as opposed to 791,000 acres last year. So nice little uptick in the acres this year. All things considered, we're pretty pleased with that.
Okay, with all the water on the landscape from last fall, a little bit drier this summer so far in some areas of the state, how are the acres looking?
It's amazing how things transition. You know, we went into a really wet spring, or came out of a wet winter and a wet spring, and things turned out pretty good this summer overall. There's some areas in the state that are a little bit dry yet, but then other parts of the state are sitting pretty good, and so overall habitat conditions are looking pretty well.
Briefly touch on the PLOTS program, Kevin. What is it?
Well, it's, as the name implies, Private Land Open to Sportsmen. It's really a partnership with Game and Fish Department, hunters, and private landowners. And the simplest form is hunters' license dollars are going to help fund the program to open land up for public access and to develop habitat. So that's kind of the three-legged stool we talk about with wildlife, hunters, and sportsmen. So for someone that's, you know, maybe new to the state or new to the area or just new to hunting, or they just want to try to go out somewhere and hunt, but maybe they don't have the landowner connection or they don't have a connection to the family farm anymore, that type of thing, so they need to go somewhere. And WMAs and other public lands certainly are places that are accessible, but PLOTS adds another component to that with it being private land. It's just one more thing they can take advantage of, go out there and try to hunt on one of the PLOTS areas. Every PLOTS tract in the state is identified on the ground with the yellow triangle signs. It's also identified in the PLOTS guide. Pretty unmistakable that you see that yellow triangle sign out there, you know it's a PLOTS tract. There's other signs out there too, and there might be some special signage or have some different restrictions or requirements on them, so pay attention to that. But the other thing too you'll see is some specialty signs out there that kind of talk about, you know, your hunter dollars at work or leave gates as you found them and different things like that that just highlight some of these areas that we have in our program. The PLOTS guide, it's a hunting guide that has all of the PLOTS areas identified in the state, as well as other public lands, wildlife management areas, waterfall production areas, other state and federal lands. It's a good resource just to have as a map for one thing, but it's also available online and through smartphone apps and GPS. So if you're more of the tech savvy, you can kind of go that direction if you wanted to get away from the paper maps. A lot of different tools out there for hunters to use. We always have a lot of interest in the program from landowners. A lot of times our PLOTS program is tied in with other farm programs or USDA type programs like CRP, and so overall pretty stable interest and very well received by hunters as well. We've received more feedback lately about the changes that we've made to our PLOTS program about increasing the quality of the habitat acres rather than just enrolling acres for the sake of having acres in the program. We've strategically tried to enroll better quality habitat or develop new habitat on some of these lands. And so we're still shooting for a million acre goal in the program, but we're taking it kind of incrementally in steps and trying to do it in the right way. If a landowner is interested in signing up for the PLOTS program, the first thing they could do is call our Bismarck office or any of the district field offices and ask to speak to a private lands biologist. They'll go through all the different options we have as well as other programs that outside of our agency. We have information on our website as well that landowners can look at just to kind of get an idea. But really, if you want to get really down to the nuts and bolts, you have to almost give someone a call and take a look at your land or the maps of your land and just kind of give you an idea what options we have. The PLOTS program is, you know, really the foundation is private landowners. If we didn't have the private landowners that are supportive of the program, we wouldn't have a program. And so along with that, we want, you know, good just good judgment. Use good judgment and use courtesy when you're out on these lands. They're private land. You know, treat them as you would your own land. Don't litter. Don't leave, you know, carcasses or bird remains in areas that are just kind of unsightly, or don't block the gates or roads, or just use common sense when you're out there. It goes a long ways, and we do hear every once in a while we do hear from landowners about concerns over that, but for the most part it's very, very minimal.
For Plots Coordinator Kevin Kading and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for the 2020 Plots Update. We'll see you again next week.